Harun Yahya, An Invitation to the Truth, channels that show only animal savage aspects are engaging in Darwinist propaganda. Recently, various TV channels with conservative reputations have, in their documentary broadcasts, been giving an impression of a savage and ruthless nature. Broadcasts just about every evening insist on providing no images apart from those animals hunting one another. No information is provided about the glorious structures, inherent living things, and their altruistic and intelligent behavior. Images of this kind, being screened as documentaries, are in fact a form of Darwinist propaganda. In this way, without actually referring to Darwinism or the theory of evolution, the message is sent out that savagery, conflict, and struggle, the very foundations of Darwinist ideology, are naturally present within nature. The aim is to give people who watch these documentaries the impression of a system among living things in which the strong invariably crush the weak. Viewers familiarized with this idea are thus, in a way, conditioned to believe the worst deception in all history, the theory of evolution. They become indoctrinated with the idea of the strong crushing the weak and of weak species being eliminated, which represents the essential and perverse foundation of the theory of evolution. In short, these images of savagery, shown as documentaries, are in fact blatant Darwinist propaganda. The surprising thing is that channels in question in no way refer to their extraordinary characteristics of the same living things or their altruistic behavior. It is of course quite true that living things will hunt another for food, and some living things have indeed been created in that way. But hunting is just one of the thousands of a living thing's characteristics. Animals possess such glorious attributes that it is truly breathtaking the way in which these channels never mention them. They never discuss how miraculous properties, as the extraordinary precautions a herd of elephants will take to protect a baby, the way a crocodile carries the young Caretta turtles into the sea between his jaws, the way that male and female cichlid fish take turns to ensure no harm befalls their eggs, and that they receive enough oxygen, or that male penguins hold their eggs on their feet and stand without moving for months during the winter without eating anything at all. There is never any mention of the birds' ability to build their own nests, the bees' ability to build honeycombs with immaculate angles, the dams constructed by beavers, termite nests that rise many meters high, or the glory in an insect that beats its wings 1,000 times a second. Why is it important to describe the beautiful features of the living world? Darwinism generally employs demagoguery and is disseminated using cunning methods. Since it is a theory that has been utterly demolished by all the scientific evidence, it avoids science and uses demagogic techniques to further its propaganda. The way that documentaries about savage behavior are shown on the same conservative channels is a part of this stratagem. The channels in question have, consciously or not, fallen into this cunning trap, with which Darwinists seek to influence the conservative community. People who are unaware that the theory of evolution is a fraud that adopts chance as its false god may therefore be negatively affected by this sly propaganda. Reports that evolution are sometimes carried directly in the conservative written press. Occasionally, part of this press will realize its error and immediately retract such reports, while others persist in this important error. The Darwinist dictatorship that dominates the world reveals its influence here. The evolutionary propaganda on some conservative TV channels, as described above, is either the product of ignorance or else reveals the true scope of the influence of the Darwinist system of indoctrination. But whatever the reason may be, the channels in question need to realize the scale of their error and to renounce such mistakes as quickly as possible. The living world is full of breathtaking and stunning characteristics. Each one is powerful and beautiful enough to lead a person to have faith in Allah and to appreciate His greatness. Therefore, the best thing for these channels to do would be to show these details that reveal the artistry of Allah. Otherwise, they will be supporting a superstitious theory that has led to bloodthirsty communist and fascist regimes whose ideologies have inflicted horrific scourges, war, slaughter, and mayhem on the world. A pernicious ideology that is still the cause of savagery, disorder, and lovelessness. A nightmarish pseudo-philosophy that represents the intellectual basis of all terrorist activities, including those of the PKK, and that foolishly seeks to deny the existence of a creator by adopting blind chance as its false god. Surely Allah is beyond that. All those channels that only show the savage side of animals in their documentaries need to realize the danger, be aware of the error they have fallen into, and take immediate precautionary measures. They possess significant means by which they can be instrumental in people coming to believe by telling them the signs leading to faith. And they must use these in the most effective way for Allah's good pleasure. www.harunyaya.com